This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, almost, this is the AWARE program, the DJV program. No, it's not about what we wear. It's about the fact that we are aware of what's going on. Some people ask me what I'm reading. From time to time, I am now looking at a book that Victoria gave me about dogs and what to do, how to make your dog last longer. It's the Forever Dog. It's a very good book. And so I would recommend that because we all love our animals, right? We want to make sure they're with us as long as possible. And so there are a lot of passages in it that are kind of cool, but it's basically aimed at making us aware, as are the discussions we have here on the DJV program. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, here with a focus on the headlines that are screaming about the Frontier Spirit merger, what it means for flyers. What it means is that if you live in a town that isn't serviced a lot, maybe got one flight a day, and it's either Frontier or Spirit, I'm betting that those flights are going to go away, because that's just what happens when these things get together. This is a $6 billion merger with these people. The antitrust regulators will be all over it, but at the end of the day, I'm betting that it will get approved. And so that'll be, the fellow that started JetBlue has started another airline that's doing basically the same thing, that's going into these secondary communities. I think, is it Blue? No, it's not Blue. Anybody fly on that? You've seen the airline. The guy's name is Newman, I think, that put it together, and it is doing very well servicing these secondary cities that the big airlines don't want to go to, because it's very expensive. When you've got big planes, they got to be fueled, you need a ground crew, all of that stuff, and they don't like doing it. Even if they send in the smaller planes, they don't like going to those places, so there's not a lot there. And so when you send in, there's only one way to get out of town, like I'm thinking of State College, Pennsylvania, one way in and one way out. And it costs you more money to get out of State College, Pennsylvania, and go to New York than it does to fly across the country, because there's no service there. And that's why these things get into, it's a sort of a questionable thing.
I'm a little skeptical of these types of, smaller regional airlines. Remember that airline WOW? They had the purple planes, and it said WOW on the side of them. And that was like it lasted 5 minutes until everyone got stranded in Iceland. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Kara, a former producer, her roommate was stuck in Iceland. She's like, there's no flights. Everything just completely shut down. So, I don't know. Sometimes the big carriers, there's some benefits to sticking with them.
Safety, probably.
Speaking of that, Delta is going to test waiving the check bag fee, but they are not ready to say we're going to stop it. But you remember, 4, 5 years, 6 years? I don't know when they started doing the bag fees. But that's when we're talking about Spirit.
That money's
$10
never going
for a
away.
Seat. $50 to check your bag.
It makes us feel better, right, that we don't have to pay $50 for a bag, but they're going to build it into the cost of a ticket.
Of course.
So,
I always check a bag because I just have too many products and stuff, so I can never, ever do carry-on. It does feel like it's such an extra kind of kick in the pants when you book a flight and you think, I got a good deal, and then you have to add on another $50 for your bag.
And then if your bag weighs too much, that's another $75.
Which
don't think I haven't been rearranging stuff in an airport terminal.
Well, that's what they tell you, rearrange your bag if you've only got...
That is so annoying.
But the thing that... I was in line behind somebody at Palm Beach the other day who had two bags, and she took all kinds of time. She opened up the bag there's a scale. They have you put the bag on. And it was 60 pounds, and it was supposed to be 50. So she takes everything out of one bag. Meanwhile, there are people behind me that are trying to catch a 2 o'clock plane to Chicago, and she's up there screwing around with her bag. Yeah. It's
yeah,
very
then you
selfish.
You should have gone early.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. I've been in the security check line, and people come running up, and then they're screaming at everybody else on the line, and they're like, "We're late, or we're
well,
going to be boarding
in
10 minutes." And it's like, "Well, why
yeah,
you show
no,
up earlier?"
That was what was going on this weekend because there were so many canceled flights. People were being rerouted. They still are, actually. They haven't caught up yet. If you call any of the airlines, you got 2 to 4 hours.
It wasn't a storm, was it?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. The storm that went all the way across the country. Screwed up everything for four or five days, and people are still getting back to where they were. Anyway.
The thing that I think is offensive paying money for, though, is picking your seat. Like,
that's JetBlue.
The bag,
blue.
Okay,
horrible.
Maybe.
No, it's every airline.
Spirit.
It's no, every
yeah,
airline.
But if you, oh, yeah, if I just collect on your
seat,
I just, well, you're up in the front, so if you're back in steerage where we fly, you can pay an extra fee and pick your seat on United and Delta and all those flights.
Well, if you want to move up into a seat that has more room.
No, if you just want to pick, if you want to select certain seats, then you have to pay more
hours
for them.
Before the flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Southwest options are you pay more to board first, but you don't actually pick your seat until you're on the flight.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they are doing this in Boston. I heard some people talk about it the other day. That is no more check bag fees on Delta. Delta is the largest carrier here. Well, both the Delta and JetBlue are about the same size out of Boston. So anyway, it'll last a month and you see what happens. They charge you $30 now for the first check bag, $40 for the second one. What a damnable outrage. But the other side of it is, if you check your bag and they don't pay for it, then at least there's room in the overhead to put everybody's stuff instead of slowing the plane down. That's partly...
Which is also a pet peeve.
Partly,
like
yeah.
Like the world's smallest woman has the world's largest bag and she can't get it up in the overhead. And so then I come along and go, "Let me just get that for you, ma'am." Like...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
From the Scandinavian.
And that's the other thing. Like that,
and hopefully people like that who can't lift their own bag and they just rely on someone around them who's stronger to do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hopefully those people, if they do keep this policy, those people should just automatically check the bag no matter what. Like, don't even try to bring the carry-on. A carry-on should
be,
like...
If you're under 5'2", they should require you check bags. Just in general. Man, woman, child,
coochie-coo. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney General reiterating his call for the Justice Department to prosecute unruly passengers and place them on a no-fly list. Yeah, it's about time, actually. And these people have no business being on a plane. And here's an example. There was a fellow, let's see here. Well, actually, this became a TikTok video. She caught a fellow on a plane watching porn while his girlfriend was asleep beside him. And it was loud enough so that you could hear the that was going on the porn. So, anyway, the...
This woman's getting dragged.
Sacred,
it's weird
huh?
because it, this the woman who filmed the video and put it on TikTok, she's getting dragged because people have, like, very strong opinions about this. So
what, watching porn on a plane?
Well, just porn in general. So it's 3.5 million views of this video. And so, like, some women are like, "Yep, that's gross. You know, the guy is pathetic, whatever. And it's not okay." And then other women are like, you know, one woman wrote back to her and said, "Oh, well, my husband goes to the strip club, but doesn't matter because he comes home at the end of the night." Okay.
The argument is not about whether or not porn is okay. I don't care if you're watching, you know, Joel Osteen on the plane. Like, if I can hear it.
Well, he does porn now?
No, but if you're watching, it doesn't matter. If you're watching religion or we're watching porn, if I can hear it, it's a problem.
Not much different.
Well, I think the fact is this guy was watching it on his phone. I don't know how much you could hear, but the fact that the woman was clearly able to film it, and then other people say, well, that was, she was invading his privacy. But then again, you're on a plane, you're in a public forum that's not private. There is no expectation of privacy. So, I don't know. It's become this huge debate.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, like, I wonder if the girlfriend found out that this is her boyfriend that was watching.
All right, speaking of huge debates, the debate rages on. It's about time. This I found as an example. In Los Angeles, they want to discipline employees who don't comply with COVID mandates. It's over. It's done. It's finished.
Well,
why do we keep grinding
this up? This is kind of a little more political than
that. Of course it is.
Well, for L.A. County, okay, so just the way that L.A. works, because it's kind of confusing. So there is L.A. County, and then there is L.A. City. L.A. County is patrolled, is policed by the L.A. Sheriff's Department, and L.A. City is policed by LAPD. So the L.A. Sheriff is an elected position, and Alex Villanueva is the L.A. County Sheriff. His force is about 10,000 deep. Wow. Once the mandates kicked into gear, he was being forced to fire his staff, and he was going to lose 4,000 of 10,000. Now, that's not great when you already have crime problems. And so he said, you know what? I can't enforce the mandates that the state wants me to because I can't afford physically to lose 4,000 people. We are already short-staffed. I can't do it. So he just wasn't enforcing the mandates. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors, which is the equivalent of the city council in L.A. City, hates Villanueva because they think he's, like, snubbing their nose at all their stupid rules. And so the Board of Supervisors is now going after the sheriff, saying, well, we're going to take over, and we're going to be the ones to enforce so that we can go in over your authority, which was voted on by the people, by the way, and take over and start firing officers for not having the vaccines.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it's become even more political. And you're right, the timing is like, why now?
The teachers' unions are all saying nobody wants masks in school anymore. It's done. It's over. Let me just spend a minute, Jennifer, before you have to go. I find myself watching Bill Maher more and more. Last night I watched the most recent episode. And in his monologue, he asked a question which I thought was probably the best question asked for a long time regarding Trump. How is it, because he feels, well, I'm going to tell you what he said. How is it that so many Americans who claim to be Republicans, who want to follow Trump like he's some kind of a god, that they don't see the flaws in him, or they treat him like he's some creature from another world? And you know what? I thought that crystallized it more than anything else. And I frankly thought of you. You think he's the best president we ever had, and the way that people are following him. Well, Reagan,
here's the thing, though. I think you fall into this problem.
People didn't follow Reagan like that.
I think it's a different time because social media didn't exist and all that. And I don't buy that people look at him like a god. I think that's something that the left spews at people. I don't think that. I think there's plenty of things with Trump that I disagree with. I would say the same thing about Biden. People overlook his weakness all the time.
He's not a cult. He's not like a cult figure.
All right, we got to stop.
I don't know if it's
18 past the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program, husbands, wives, and children, all three in the focus as we check into the social media and what's trending after this.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, so what is going on here, my dear Jay? This business about who's having babies and who lets their children sleep on their bedroom floor. I think whatever parents have to do to get the baby to sleep, right? I remember sleeping on the floor with Brendan and Megan. When they wouldn't sleep, I'd take them and then I'd sleep with them on the floor. Or put
there
pillows all around them.
Whatever works.
Yeah,
that'll
exactly.
Help you get the most sleep.
Right. Thank you. All right, so what are Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, why are they coming under fire?
Oh, they're not under fire. Kristen Bell is on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and they were talking about how there was one night, and there was this funky smell, and then Kristen Bell and one of their daughters were trying to figure out what it was, while Dax and the other daughter were like, you guys, we don't smell anything. And eventually they found out that Dax Shepard had accidentally put an old protein shake in their Uller mattress instead of water somehow. And so that was what was causing the smell. But
hold on a second. He put a shake in the waterbed?
Who knows? Maybe it was dark and he grabbed the wrong cup or something. But, it was an old protein shake. And what the big takeaway from this was that in the story, she had mentioned that her daughters were sleeping on the floor. And then she said, oh, no, we all sleep in the same room. We all sleep in the parents' bedroom. But the girls actually sleep on
Charlie
the floor.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I mean, that's ridiculous. Like all the grandparents in one bed? Like, come on.
Yeah. Feet to feet. And then new baby news, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and Jason Statham welcomed their second baby together, a little girl named Isabella James Statham.
So
and they have a little boy, a son named Jack, he was born in the summer of 2017.
What do you suppose it's like being married to him? He has, for whatever the reason, he's become a real sex symbol.
She doesn't know yet. They're still engaged. They've been engaged for a while.
Oh, that's right, too, yeah. Anyway, his name is Jack Oscar Stratham. I think Oscar is a great name. It's like Jasper. My new grandson's name is Jasper. Oscar. Sort of, it used to be that when I was a kid, Oscar was an old guy who never shaved. You know, one of those things.
You blame Sesame Street for that. Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Yes, right, exactly. Isn't he off now? Isn't he politically incorrect? The Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, a bunch of others have been taken off of Sesame Street, I think, because they were considered politically incorrect. There we go. Washing away culture and... All right, I'll be getting in trouble if I keep going on that, so fortunately it's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Republican National Committee for censuring GOP lawmakers, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, investigating January 6.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
My reaction is the RNC has every right to take any action.
The censure vote was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, last week. Former Vice President candidate Sarah Palin and her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times newspaper continues in the Big Apple. Palin claims the editorial defamed her by falsely suggesting a connection between her politics and a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that wounded Representative Gabby Giffords. James Bennett, the former New York Times editorial page editor, said Tuesday that he was at fault. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As the Biden administration continues to encourage illegal immigration with free everything, Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Fox News weighs in.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books. We have a situation that is a crisis because of the policies of the Biden administration. We have people who are getting ankle monitors, but then cutting them off as soon as they get to their final destination within the U.S. If we enforce the laws on the books and said, no, you aren't able to come here illegally, you are not welcome here illegally, then we would actually be in a situation where we wouldn't even be having this discussion. So I think it's really simple. Build the wall, enforce the laws on the books, enforce Title 42 and the MPP policy. But we've seen that this administration is more intent on executing on a political agenda than actually following the laws. You know, every town in America is a border town. And I have been on countless flights where there have been migrants with paperwork. They have just come across the border and they're being sent all over the country. And of course, we see in cities like New York and other places in California, you don't even have to prove citizenship to vote. So it makes you wonder, what are the motivations of this administration where they are blatantly breaking the law, subverting the law, and sending these people all across the country? We know we have over 1.7 million people come across our borders apprehended just last year.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Wednesday, February 9th DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria on the air everywhere with conversation about the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that people are talking about, like Pete Davidson, who has referred to Kim Kardashian as his girlfriend now. Okay, are they living together? Is that sweet?
I think he's isn't he buying a place in L.A. or he's renting a place in L.A.? They're not, like, living together. She's got a million children, but, yeah, right. I think it seems like it's moving forward.
Are they in a Super Bowl commercial together, or one of them, or both of them?
Pete and his mom are in a Super Bowl ad.
I didn't see that in the CBS show last night all about the Super Bowl ads. It was never... It really was. It was a good program. And you got to get ready for the Budweiser commercial, even though I don't drink beer, and everybody tells me Budweiser beer is like drinking salt water. Mm-hmm. But the commercials with the Clydesdales and the animals, the dogs and the people, they are just so fabulously well done. But do you think...
It's always so emotional, too, every year.
But does that get you to drink more beer? What is that? What do you... What do you get out of watching those?
I don't know. I have favorite commercials, and I typically never buy the product of the commercials that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it really... Like, I think the Geico ads are really great, and I don't think we even have Geico insurance, so I don't know.
No.
I don't know that it works on me, but...
Mm. You kind of... you wonder a little bit, I do anyway, about how it all shakes out. Speaking of shaking out, I see the Who are going to have a North American tour this year. How many times? Roger Daltrey's going to be 79 or something. Pete Townsend, same thing.
Yep.
They're old
guys.
Man.
They still rock.
Yeah, they do. Are they too old to rock, though, Victoria?
I think it all depends on how Roger Daltrey's voice sounds. Because if you go to a concert, really, and you've talked about this, you've done a lot of, like, you know, the older sort of doo-wop groups and R&B and stuff that you've seen. Yeah. If the voice isn't there, then the whole experience is out the window.
Yeah, like Frankie Valli, so can't hit the notes anymore. Jay and the Americans, they can't hit the notes anymore.
Right. And so if Roger Daltrey, who is, you know, has hit many big notes in his career, if he can still hit those notes, then sure, then I think the fans will like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're a Who fan, you'll like that. Mayor Adams of New York is a vegan or not. In the food news department, he eats fish. He's like me. People say, are you a vegan? No, I'm a pescatarian. Sounds like some sect of the Protestant
Church. Do you say you're a pescatarian?
No, I don't. I say I eat fish. Say it again, Doc. There it is. Fish once in a while because I need, But I woke up, it's funny, this morning I woke up thinking about that. I had fish last night, and I just... When I think about it, I don't like it because I don't want to eat flesh. To me, is flesh, and eating flesh is like eating somebody that's a friend.
But you also eat sausage.
I do eat sausage. Yes, that's true.
Which is okay, worse than fish.
Which is so much worse. But so the thing that's really odd is that Eric Adams, of course, is the brand new mayor of New York City. And so he wrote a book, apparently back in 2020, he had lost a lot of weight, he had type 2 diabetes, he wrote a cookbook called Healthy at Last, and it was a plant-based approach to, you know, to reversing his diabetes. So he's been a proponent of, if you can be vegan, then you're going to be healthier, and, you know, I know some people would make the argument against that, but that was his whole thing. The fact that, like, this is now, I guess there's no other dirt on him, because now they're trying to call him out for being a hypocrite, because he was at a restaurant recently and he ate a piece of fish. I mean, this is the New York Post doing this, and I know that they're, you know, Republican and they don't like Democrats, but, I mean, it's crazy that, like, you can't have an occasional piece of fish. But everybody has to fit into a box, and you can't get out of the box? Like, it's crazy.
But at the same time, wouldn't you just say, I'm a pescatarian, but I mainly eat a vegan diet? My sister's a vegan, and she won't even call herself a vegan because she feels she's in the camp that true veganism, it's not just about what you eat, it's also about what you wear, it's about the products and everything. So she calls herself a vegetarian, even though she eats solely a vegan diet. There are zero animal products in there. But this is like, you're a pescatarian. And again, with what you said, Victoria, and to echo you, Doug, on a lot of stuff, who cares?
Yeah. I know. But honestly, in New York and local news, I'm in New Jersey outside of the city, and like it's wild that they're really trying to make this a big story. He was asked about it at two different press conferences. I mean, this is like, it's just wild.
Yeah, hey, life. Hello.
Yeah. I'm a vegan. Then it would be a whole other thing.
Big special today on TVs. This is the, by the way, this time of this week, every year, more televisions are sold than any other time during the year. There's a deal on a 75-inch screen television that you can get at some hole-in-the-wall place in L.A. for $500. I don't know how much these.
What kind of TV is that for 500 bucks?
I don't know.
Bucks?
Is that probably the one that comes from China that they spy on you?
Vizio?
Yeah. I'm going to bet. I bet
I
that
know.
Is. Yeah. And the advertisement reads, substantial discounts while supplies last.
Well, people I'm need to buy TVs, if you think about it. Like, whatever the local town is, like whatever the hometown is for the Super Bowl, you know, every restaurant, even restaurants that don't have a TV, they'll either buy a cheap TV or they'll rent one and bring it in so they can have business and so people can still see the game and eat. It becomes a really big deal. And so, but again, I don't know. It seems weird.
You know what else?
The week leading up to it, they would just now start buying TVs.
Instead of the ads that you see for Doritos or whatever it is during the game, people have already bought their stuff. As a matter of fact, Walmart announced yesterday that they've had the biggest Super Bowl week, and it's only Wednesday, in history. The party snacks that are selling, the prices they're selling for, and this may be, you know, this is a reflection on what people are actually buying and generally eating, because the snacks have been fairly well priced, apparently, as opposed to some of the staples in grocery stores. Tyson Beef yesterday announced, Tyson's is a beef, pork, and chicken company now. It used to be just chicken, now it's beef and pork, and they're buying up all these little processors and producers around the country, and as a result of the price increases that they've been responsible for, their profits are up 14% since the start of the year. Never mind opposed to or compared to last year at this time. And they have, by the way, become the industry behemoth, slaughtering 85% of the grain-fed cattle in America, Tyson's. So they are up. Their stock price is up 14%. The cost of beef at the moment is 31% higher than it was last year at this time. 13% higher than January 1st. So you tell me they're not screwing the public. And then you get to the shortages that are still, I don't know if you've been to the grocery store lately. I remember telling the story about going into a Safeway store and looking around, and I was in a grocery store this weekend. Every time I go into a grocery store, I see the same thing. And I'm not necessarily a great shopper, but I'm looking at some of the things that are causing what some of the companies are saying is causing the problem in the shelves. They can't stock them because they can't get the stuff, can't get truck drivers, can't get people to work in the store. Sporadic instances have now become the norm when you go to the grocery store. And so one wonders if it's not in part also because of the cost of the food. People don't want to go, or people are not, you know, you have a, when you go into the store or when they're buying stuff, there's a certain amount of time that the stuff lasts on the shelves, and then you got to get rid of it. And so if people are rejecting beef and pork and chicken because of the costs, that would enter into all of this too, right? Because how long does it last? If you put a slab
chicken
of beef
wings,
and wrap it up on...
Yeah, I don't know, right? I'm always skeptical about that.
Yeah, right.
I've seen way too many exposés where they just keep putting a new sticker on top of meat that's already been sitting there longer than it should. And
right. Hello.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
Today's chocolate day. Do you know that?
No,
history,
but now you
chocolate?
Just made me hungry.
Yep.
I like
chocolate
that.
Goes back 2,500 years. I don't know what I'd do without chocolate. The Aztecs discovered liquid chocolate. They thought it was the god of wisdom. Cocoa seeds were considered so valuable, they were even used as a form of currency. That's right. I'm going to trade you my Three Musketeers for a bar of licorice. Okay?
Milky Way.
Milky Way. Chocolate's sugar-free until the 16th century when the Europeans added sugar. Wonder what it tastes like. Dark chocolate.
Bitter. It was really
sugar.
Bitter before.
Bitter, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Bitter. Yeah, right. And so let's see here. 1868, Cadbury was founded in England, and then Milton Hershey started Hershey's 25 years later. Biggest and best-known chocolate brand in the world, along with the Mars family and M&M's and Nestle. That's it. big seller. I have
Cadbury. I always like Cadbury. Yeah, Cadbury chocolate in England or Ireland tastes so different than it does over here.
Yes, it does. It's
really different. Yeah. And even Toblerone, which is like my favorite of all.
I had one of those last night.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah. They taste very different over in Europe than they do here, too.
Nick Cannon,
I think it's the quality of the milk. Sorry, I know you're a dairy farmer, so I'll throw that in. I think it's the quality of the milk. It's
maybe. Nick Cannon has been given an early Valentine's Day gift. He was given a condom vending machine after announcing that he was going to have his eighth child. I'm not sure who it was that gave him the machine, but apparently...
Probably all the women who've just given birth who are not really in relationships with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot.
How many... Has he ever been married?
Mariah Carey.
Yes,
is his wife.
Oh, right. That's right, too. By the way, I saw her when I was in California last week, driving around in a black Rolls-Royce convertible. And the license plate reads...
Mimi?
No, Mariah.
Oh, all right. She went full on.
There you go. 46 past 47, actually, after the hour.
My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You got fresh ice back in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So, we're going to tap into human emotion. First, with some music. Then, in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant. Wow. Powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. In January, COVID-19 hospitalizations rose by nearly 600,000 to a total of 4.3 million, and nearly 30% of hospitals are anticipating a critical staffing shortage to meet demand. President and CEO of the American Hospital Association, Rick Pollack.
Our healthcare workforce has stood on the front lines against the COVID-19 pandemic, going full throttle for over 2 years. And they continue to face a crushing workload in caring for COVID patients and other emergencies, as well as providing regular services. That's why we need additional and immediate help to support our caregivers in providing critical life-saving care to our patients.
Hospital advocates are asking Congress and the administration to immediately distribute remaining dollars in the Provider Relief Fund and provide resources to respond to Delta and Omicron. They are also asking Congress to halt the imminent medical.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like the themes to the Oscars. The theme, not themes. The theme to the Oscars. Although, this also sounds like a Steven Spielberg movie. Like E.T.? Am I right on this one, Chucker?
You are correct.
That's what I thought. It was the best picture, wasn't it, in the year that it was nominated?
It was nominated, but didn't win.
Ah, what an outrage.
Gandhi won, I believe.
Well,
that was a good movie, too. Yeah.
At least it wasn't something bad.
Yeah, right. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, on the DJV program with the announcement of the Oscar-nominated movies and actors and actresses. So what do you think, Chucker? You want to go through some of them? We were talking earlier about the ones that I've seen. Have you seen all of the ones nominated for Best Picture?
I have not. Most people have not. I just want to point out the reason we play that theme song is because John Williams, the composer of E.T., Close Encounters, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Superman. Birthday was yesterday. He turned 90 years old. Probably the greatest movie collaboration in the history of film, Steven Spielberg and John Williams. I don't think one is better than the other, and both contributions to every movie Steven Spielberg has ever directed, John Williams is equally
responsible.
Did he
do the music to West Side Story?
He did.
Williams, yeah. He's still at it. The two are still at it. God love him.
He's still at it. Amazing. That is true genius. But in terms of the Oscar nominations, the only one I was hoping to get nominated, and I thought it would have been a nice story, Rachel Ziegler, who played Marie in West Side Story, got a couple other pre-awards but did not get nominated for Best Actress. Leave it to Hollywood to stop a good story in its tracks, and right. That's what they did here.
Well, I was looking at earlier, I was saying the movies that were up for Best Picture. I saw Belfast, Coda, Don't Look
right.
Up.
Oh, what do you think of Coda?
I thought it was fabulous, frankly.
Okay,
what did you
good.
Think of it? What did you think?
I did not see it yet.
Yeah,
that's the one with Marley Matlin, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. But
that's another snub. People were saying she should have been nominated.
Yeah, she might have been. Was the youngster who played her daughter, was she nominated? She
I don't think
list?
Anybody
don't
from the movie. It was
no.
nominated for Best Picture, but I don't think anybody
Best
else
actor
got...
Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Troy Kotsur in Coda. I don't know who that was.
I would tell you one thing. I mean, when the Oscars were announced yesterday... early morning. It's the first time, even last year, everything post-COVID, it just feels like nobody really cares other than the people, you know, heavily invested in the...
Who are they going to get to host it, Chucker? Who's hosting?
I don't know. I mean, they were talking about doing a three-panel, three-people hosting job, possibly Dwayne Johnson, who I like to pick, Chris Rock, and Pete Davidson. That's what's being bandied about, having three different hosts. I get why they would do that demographically. It does make some sense, but I do think Dwayne Johnson would be a
good host.
A good host. He's likable. He's accessible, and he's done very well in the industry. So I think that would be a good pick. They need a likable mainstream host because a lot of people are not going to really care about
That's
watching.
True.
I mean, the Oscars, other than the Super Bowl, which is this Sunday. The Super Bowl is the last collective event in terms of mass audience that this country has, where over 100 million people will be watching. The Oscars used to have 50 million to 75 million plus watch. I think last year was like 15 million.
Yeah,
they're lucky to get 10.
Yeah,
nobody cares anymore.
I haven't seen King Richard yet. I would like to see that. That's one of the nominated.
It's a good movie.
The rest of them, I saw Power of the Dog was awful. I didn't see
Yeah, a lot
West
of people,
Story
you know, I've spoke to so many people who watch that movie and say it's like watching paint dry, and they just found it completely boring, but yet it's the front runner for Best Picture. You know, there was a story that broke yesterday, which I think was very interesting. Village Roadshow, which is financed and been a partner of Warner Brothers for a very long time, is suing Warner Brothers in court, saying that the release of Matrix Resurrection, they were blindsided and did not know Warner Brothers was going to put that day-to-day, meaning in theaters and HBO Max same day, which killed its box office, and they feel damaged the overall franchise.
I think they should, because we watched it the day it came out on HBO Max. So, you know,
kept you from going to the theater.
And I loved this movie. I thought that everyone in it is so good. I loved the story. They added in new characters that were great. If you are a fan of the Matrix trilogy, this was, to me, the perfect way to end it. So I kind of agree with them in this instance.
Is it really violent, though, Victoria?
No.
I haven't seen them. It isn't really?
No, the Matrix movies are, it's like being in a video game. It's not like real violence.
I sort of cringe because, you know, Marry Me, the new Jennifer Lopez movie, Marry Me, comes out this Friday, and it's in theaters but also on Amazon Prime. And the reality is, if you have that streamer, people will just sit and watch it on the TV, not go to theaters. And it's just not a good model for theaters. This is not.
Makes no sense at all. Talk about, you know, shooting themselves in the foot.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.